So they said like the other mazahibs. But the fatwa in the Hanafi mazhab is the later time, the twice shadow time. But what is the proof of Imam Abu Hanifa? He had many proofs. But one of the most brilliant proofs is this hadith that I will read to you from Sahih al-Bukhari and al-Tirmidhi, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال مثلكم ومثل أهل الكتابين your life or your simile in comparison to the those of in comparison to the Christians and the Jews كمثل رجل استأجر أجراء like someone who employed some employees, he hired some people. فقال من يعمل لي في غدوة من غد من يعمل لي من غدوة إلى نصف النهار. Who will work for me from the beginning of the day until the middle of the day? على قيراط, in exchange for a قيراط, a measure of payment. فعملت اليهود. So the Jews worked. ثم قال من يعمل لي من نصف النهار إلى صلاة العصر. Who will work for me from noon time to عصر. So then the Christians worked على قيراط in exchange for a قيراط, one قيراط, the same measure of payment. So then فعملت النصارى, then the Christians worked. ثم قال من يعمل لي من العصر إلى أن تغيب الشمس. Who will work for me from Asr time until sunset? على قراطين, in exchange for two قراط. فأنتم هم, he said, you are that one, that nation. After the Jews came, then the Christians, then the last nations, the seal of nations. And then, in exchange for two قراط. فغلبت اليهود والنصارى. The Christians and Jews, the Jews and Christians were angry. فقالوا ما لنا أكثر عملا وأقل عطاء. Why did we work more but get less? قال هل نقصتكم من حقكم. Did I pay you less than what I promised you? I promised you one قيراط, you accepted and you worked and I gave you. And then I promised others two qirat, and they worked less, and I gave them. Was I remiss in your payment? They said no. قالوا لا. قال فذلك فضلي أتيه من أشاء. That is my favor. I give it to whomever I will. So it is a beautiful, you might say, a parable of the place of each nation in the history of humankind. And the first nation here in the history of the prophets of Bani Israel being the Israelite nation, and then the Christian nation, and then the last nation, the Muslim nation, but getting more than the first two, although they worked less. Okay, because it is Allah's favor, it is His gift. Okay, but why is this a proof for Imam Abu Hanifa? They worked less time, okay, from Asr to Maghrib than the time between dawn to midday and midday to Asr. Therefore, those times must be longer than the time from Asr to Maghrib. Therefore, that time is short. Therefore, two shadows, not one. You see, and that was one of Imam Abu Hanifa's proof. But Look how far it takes insight into the hadith to see such a proof in that hadith. No one is going to think of that except a faqih, right? And this is one of his proofs. And of course, another proof is that Salama said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hastened to pray dhuhr. He hastened to pray dhuhr, and he delayed praying asr. He would wait before praying asr. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah have mercy on someone who prays four rak'ahs before asr." So this is in order for that time of blessing to be longer, then the more you delay it, the more you have time to pray four rak'at before Asr. But if you pray early Asr, then finish. You do not have that possibility anymore, because there is no post-Fard Sunnah after Asr. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu also used to delay praying Asr. And Ibrahim al-Nakhai, one of the Tabi'een of Iraq, also said, those that came before you, meaning who? The Sahaba, right? Because he's a Tabi'i, and he's addressing the Tabi'eens or those after him, younger than him, and he said, those that came before you, yani, the Sahaba, used to hasten more than you to pray Zuhr and delay more than you in praying Asr. And Ibrahim al-Nakhai, Sayyidina Ali, Ibn Mas'ud are authorities that are important as early sources for the Hanafi Mazhab. And Imam At-Tahanawi said, those that came before you in this hadith mean the companions, and Ibn Mas'ud also delayed praying Asr. So all this completes the picture, along with other proofs that we didn't mention, why Imam Abu Hanifa considered that praying that the Asr time had to be delayed. But as we said, the others followed the position of the other three schools. Yes. Yes.
Could you clarify why there was a delay on Asr and why this was, you know, once the law comes, any of the five, this was prepared, I think?
Yes. Now, they delayed praying Asr because the time, either the time had not entered, or there is extra merit in delaying it. Either one or the other applies. Okay? And there is also the fact that if the shadow is twice the length, that is a marker that can be checked, verified scientifically. And the first one also, scientifically. So these are two markers. There is one early marker and there is one late marker. Now, the early marker is the position followed by the three schools and the two companions of Imam Abu Hanifa, but not the position preferred by Abu Hanifa, and not the position preferred by other of the mujtahid fuqaha, like Imam Sufyan al-Thawri also. He considered that, no, the time has not yet entered. But the second marker is agreed upon in all the schools. Because in the second marker, there is no disagreement that we are for sure in Asr time. Okay. Now, from the viewpoint of precaution, which time is the most precautionary? Time number two. From the viewpoint of merit, generally speaking, of praying early, the first position, if the time has indeed entered, is more meritorious. But can there be extra merit in something that has less precaution? That is the argument of the Hanafis. You see? And so, we cannot help but agree that the Hanafi precaution is the most, the Hanafi time is the most precautionary time. However, you are right in saying that the earliest is best. And in fact, ikhtilaf in this case is rahmah. It is not an ikhtilaf because it is an ikhtilaf that is supported by the practice of the mujtahid mutlaqs and their school. So it's not something that is flimsy or that is that should create doubt in one's mind. Be as it may, I heard from one of our teachers in Damascus that one of the pious sheikhs of the Hanafi Mazhab, Sheikh Abd al-Hakim al-Afghani, he and his students used to go to the mosque at the very beginning of the second time and pray very very early in that time, you see. Okay, so they didn't delay extra they delayed just so that the shadow would reach twice the length of the object, and then pray at the beginning of that time. So they are still praying at the beginning, you see, of the time, according to Imam Abu Hanifa's definition. Whereas there are some groups who are so gung-ho on delaying it that they pray basically 1 hour before Maghrib. Which also is correct and fine, you know, and according to the Hanafi mazhab. And you may see that. Now, the other times, Zuhr, there is no disagreement that it should be prayed at the very beginning of its time, Zuhr. But Fajr, you will see also here another difference between the Hanafi school and the other schools. What is the best time in the Fajr time for the Hanafi school? The time when one can see the facial features of his neighbor or her neighbor, you know, that is the time when there is enough light in the sky to see the outline of objects around you and the outline of people's faces, okay? And whereas the other schools, no, they prayed, they said, no, when it's really dark, when it's dark, you know, Fajr has entered, but it's still dark. You know, that's the best time. So what's the... Some of the teachers have said what reconciles these two views is that the Prophet ﷺ lengthened Salat al-Fajr. He read long surahs. So therefore he started when it was very dark and finished when you could recognize one another. That puts together the proofs from both sides. You see, reconciles them. And indeed... Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq one time was told after Salat, you know, you made us fear that the sun would rise. You know, you were lengthening the Salat so much, reading like that. He said, well, if it rises, it will not find us lazy, find us in ibadah. So in other words, lengthen, that's the sunnah, to lengthen the Salat al-Fajr, to make it long, read a long surah. And therefore, you may start when it's dark and end when it's... But the preferred position in the Hanafi Mazhab is to start when it's already light. Okay. And what is the other salat that also, it is also sunnah to start late? Salat al-Isha. Okay. Before the end of the first half of the night.